Dubose, trying to get back into the swing of things, and welcome our guest the first Thursday of each month, Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. And good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here and bringing a precious dog whom we're having trouble capturing her smile on camera, but Angela,
yep. She's got that classic stubborn kind of dachshund attitude. She's definitely a dachshund mix. She follows her nose, and also she kind of does what she wants. Like right now, she wants to look out the window. They love that window.
But she, just so you know, if you go look on our Facebook page, she's much happier than that. She's just thinking, why are you holding me, lady? And why are you trying to make me pose for a picture?
Exactly.
But she is precious. Tell us about Angela.
Sure. So Angela is a super sweet 3-year-old dachshund something mix. She's bigger than a dachshund, but she's got that kind of dachshund-y face. She's good with cats and kids and other dogs. She's potty trained. She's just kind of a good plug-in dog. And it'd be great to get her home before, you know, the end of the year. She'll be home for Christmas.
Come here, sweetie. She seems very good natured.
Yeah.
And you're, like you said, she's larger than a dachshund, mm-hmm. but she's got the long body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely see that she's a dachshund. Maybe with a lab or something.
Yeah, she's got that yellowy
that
lab
big.
Coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
What a great disposition
if
she is those two mixes together. But she's a beautiful dog and seems very friendly. How long has she been with the Humane Society?
We have had Angela, I want to say maybe 2.5-3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So not too long, but we like to, you know, to get them out. It's good to not have them more than a few months because then they start kind of getting stressed out, you know, being in the shelter for too long.
Yes. So tell us about the process to adopt Angela or another pet from the Humane Society.
Sure. There's a few ways. The best way to see who we have available is our website at baldwinhumane.org for dogs and cats. We also have cats available 7 days a week to be seen at our two offsite locations, PetSense in Fairhope and Pet Supermarket in Daphne. And a lot of times we also have events. We actually have a really fun one coming up that Santa Claus is going to come to the Uptail Resale Shop on December the 13th. It's a couple of Tuesdays from now. The shop's going to stay open late, and you can bring your pets for free to come meet Santa and get a photo.
Oh, how fun is that?
So donations are encouraged, but you, as long as your pet is up to date on vaccines and you leash them or have them in carriers, they can come, and we'll have a photographer there.
And when is that again?
Tuesday, December the 13th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And we want to thank Elite Realty. They're sponsoring it, and they invited Santa Claus, so
nice.
It's going to be very fun.
And speaking of the Uptail Resale, don't you have some new hours?
We do. That's brand new. We are very proud to announce that we are now going to be open from 10 to 4 every Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully that'll extend to the other days of the week, but for now it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
And the other days are?
Other days are 10 to 2. Thursday and Friday, and then we're open every second Saturday, but we're going to be open every Saturday of December, so it's just 10 to 2, Thursday through Saturday for the month of December.
Okay.
And they have some crazy good stuff. Like, we just did a big pickup yesterday of new furniture. And I'm telling you, if you are in need of Christmas gifts, furniture, come check it out because there's some really good stuff.
I need to come see it. I've always said, you know, half of my house was furnished either on Swap Shop or from resale.
Mm-hmm.
And your generous supporters of the Humane Society give away some very nice items for your Uptail Resale Shop.
It's amazing what people donate to us. Beautiful vintage furniture, all these different types of collector's items that you can get. I mean, it's just golf paraphernalia. I mean, it's really cool. So we really encourage people to come take a look.
I got my purse there.
Ah, beautiful.
a few weeks ago, and some kind of a sale. It was half price.
Yeah, I actually got my purse from the shop, too. It's in the car, but yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely have to come back and check it out. And Uptail Resale is right next door to the Humane Society, both on 98, just north of Publix and Parker Road.
Exactly. We tell people it's right next to Eastern Shore Glass. But yeah, just north of the Publix. And if you've gone to Rock Creek, you've gone too far. But no, it's very, very exciting. And the shop has been busy, busy, busy. And there's new stuff every week. So if you come one week and see something you don't like, come back because it'll be all different stuff.
Right, right. And for those that want to donate, I know this is the time of year you might be making room for that new sofa or the new toys or the new items as you're cleaning out, preparing for Christmas folks can just drop items off?
They can drop items off, or if they're big items and you need help, if you call the shop at 928-8020, Lisa, our shop manager, can talk to you about organizing a pickup.
928-8020.
You got it.
Okay. Yep. All right. We talked so much about Uptail Resale. Let's get back to Humane Society itself. Do you have any adoption events coming up?
We do have a special. So next week, that week of December, we're doing, Bissell Pet Foundation is doing an Empty the Shelters initiative, and we participated with them 2 months ago, and we, are, along with hundreds of other shelters, adopted out 11,000 pets in a week.
Whoa.
Yes. We, I think, did 21 or 22. We're participating in that again, where essentially we cut adoption fees in half for all cats and kittens for that week. And so if you're interested in a cat or kitten next week, would be a great time to stop by. So it applies to all of our cats and kittens. It'll be a $50 adoption fee. They'll be spayed new. Neutered, microchip, rabies, all their vaccines, everything like that.
So that will be effective December 5th through 10th?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. And to be part, I mean, these are groups spanning all the way from like California to Maine are doing this. So it's cool. And we hope to hit like 15,000 pets this time. So it's really, really cool.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. And do you still have pets off-site? At locations, you know, you used to have them at Pet Supermarket or Old Time Feed. Is that still happening?
Yep, we have them at Pet Supermarket in Daphne, and we have them at Pet Sense in Fairhope. So shout out to those two places. We adopt most of our cats from those locations, so I don't know what we'd do without them. They're
That's
great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then most of the dogs are at the shelter itself, yep, because several years ago you expanded to have plenty of room,
mm-hmm,
to house numerous animals.
Absolutely, yeah. We have our kennel facility where we have our dogs available, where you can come check them out. We've got dogs of all sizes and ages. So, you know, if you go to our website at baldwinhumane.org, you can check them out and see if there's somebody you like. And you can fill out an application there. We do prefer you call ahead before coming. You can come to the adoption center and talk to the staff as long as we're open, but if you want to actually take a peek and meet our pets, it's better to schedule it ahead of time to make sure our staff are available. But you can call us at 928-4585 or go to our website at baldwinhumane.org.
928-4585 or baldwinhumane.org. And meanwhile, did you get a picture up on your Facebook
page? I will.
Page?
As soon as I hop off this interview, I will post it up so people can see it.
And we're going to try to get one of her smiling, because she really is a happy dog.
She's a cute girl.
It's like she knew we were taking her picture.
Oh, so she's wagging her tail right now.
But I know, of course. So we'll
work on it.
Yeah, with my post, we can put some better pictures in the comments, too. But better yet, see her in person or another furry friend at the Baldwin Humane Society. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you so much.
Abby Pruitt, the director of the Humane Society, joining us the first Thursday of each month on Community Contact. If you missed it or you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.